This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments Monday in a case that represents the biggest challenge to organized labor in years. It's Janus versus American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. Can public sector workers who decline to join a union but get benefits of that union be forced to pay a fee? Public sector jobs have helped many workers move into the middle class. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer looks at how this case could change that economic equation.
Welcome to Pimlico Elementary Middle School.
Wendy Smith is the school nurse at Pimlico Elementary in Baltimore.
This time of the year is definitely busy, cold and flu season.
Smith is also president of Local 558 of AFSCME. She can understand why someone who's not in the union would balk at being forced to pay the fee, which averages around $400 a year.
I definitely get it. You know, I'm a single parent.
Smith's argument to those non-members? The union uses those fees for negotiating contracts, benefits, higher wages, and filing grievances.
Look at the value that you're receiving for this $400 that you have received. You know, your wage increases.
Smith says public sector unions have been a way into the middle class for many African-American families like hers. Janelle Jones with the Economic Policy Institute looked at median hourly wages for African-Americans in government jobs.
So black women make $17.92 in the public sector and $13.08 in the private sector.
Jones says black men in government jobs also make more. If the Supreme Court rules against AFSCME and the union can't collect the non-member fee, it could undermine public sector unions in 22 states, which would still have to represent everyone, whether they paid or not.
And so a weaker union is going to be less able to protect its workers. And the people who basically need the most protection are those who are usually discriminated against.
Often people of color. Brad Hirschbein is an economist at the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research. He says about a quarter of all state and local government workers are people of color. And if AFSCME loses and public sector unions have less bargaining power to negotiate wage increases,
you could begin to see increases in inequality and perhaps even increases in poverty among that sector of the population.
Of course, the unemployment rate is low right now. Some employers are having a hard time finding employees, so that gives many workers, union and non-union, some leverage. But Hirschbein says that won't last forever. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.